Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, it's been too long. Welcome to episode 259 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. Oh, it's been too long.
Yeah.
It's been way too long.
Another monthly installment. The Coolin' Out podcast.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah, man. How you been?
Oh, good. I mean, since the last time, what was the last one I got married? This time, honeymoon in Ireland, which was very, very dope. Very, very dope.
Mm-hmm.
And now since that, I've been bombarded with work since I've been back. Like end of month, end of quarter, it's been...
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good to travel again. It really what's the word I'm looking for? Reinvigorated my spirits. I got that feeling again. I hadn't left the country since going to Jamaica for not the best circumstances since I went abroad really and a trip to Mexico. So it was good to get out of the country again to see a place I hadn't really seen.
Yeah.
Beautiful place, lots to do, great people, and just So definitely gonna start traveling more again. We'll have to pay this trip off.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Luckily since I've been back, I just it's been holiday weekends and because work has really been it's been revving up. But
yeah.
All in all good. Another holiday weekend upcoming, so I can't complain.
Damn. I've been looking forward to these. Like these back-to-back, but well, you know, basically back-to-back, a little week in between.
Yeah.
But I need a long weekend, like need it.
Yeah, I've spoiled myself by accident with these four-day weekends because I was in Ireland, then it was Juneteenth, then it was my cousin's graduation. So, I mean, I logged in for like 3 hours in the afternoon, but I was mostly off. And then this Monday coming up, I'm off. Like July 11th gonna be a culture shock for me. A shock.
Oh, we're working 5 days again.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, I ain't looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I ain't looking forward to it. But nah, I understand what you're talking about. I'm glad you like were able to travel. That shit is a necessity, and like not just like traveling to like you know domestically or even like. I won't say Mexico is like a domestic thing, but you know it's like a very what's the word I'm trying to look for? It's a very
popular, common.
Common place to go. So like, you know, you're on vacation because it's very like touristy and like it's warm and sand and beaches, but like, it's something different about going to Europe or like going to China.
Yeah.
when you actually go across oceans, like you are like literally thousands of miles away from home. And like to embrace a new culture. It's just something different about it. Cause like even like
really
when I went to like St. Lucia, right? Granted, it's a very small island and like you know, a lot of people don't go there and it's like pretty far removed from the States, but like it was like still like very Americanized and like a little too heavily focused on like, you know, trying to cater to us versus like Like, nah, I just want to like embrace your culture and like actually go to local restaurants and like see, like, you know, and learn about your country. But it was very hard to do that there. But yeah, man, I have a couple of colleagues that are like going to Italy next week, and I'm like, damn, like I need to like get back over to Europe.
That one, I do so bad.
Yeah. We can get back over to one of those.
Yeah, man. Amalfi Coast. Nah, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Got Positano. Like,
oh, my Lord. Yeah, I wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just nice to see new people, new culture. Yep. See castles, drive on the left side of the street. The sun is going down like 10:30 at night. It's like. Oh, yeah, y'all are so nice. Yeah.
Y'all rented a car out there. I forgot y'all was out here driving around.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
What's that experience like driving on the, you know, just like being on the other side of the road in general?
It was an adjustment. My wife adjusted quickly, bless her soul. But it was an adjustment. And the roads are so narrow and there's just so much open space.
Yeah.
Like, so much. It's like, okay, I get it. Like, you know, when you know people when they visit New York, they're like, oh, they're overwhelmed with the buildings and stuff and the amount of people. I'm like, someone from Ireland, like, they might faint if they have so much space. And to go from that, and like, I put a couple pictures on social media, I don't know if you saw, but like, to go from that to just a city with buildings, I couldn't even imagine if that's all you knew.
I mean, realistically though, like, outside of like New York, Chicago, meaning just in the States, New York, Chicago. Those are like, because like, even LA is like a very, like, very spread out city. Really, like, yeah, New York, Chicago are like really like the only cities off the top of my head that like are like very like center city focused. And like just mad people trapped. And a very tight radius and tight spaces. And like now, so like when I lived in, when I lived down south, like I was like, yo, I miss New York, I miss New York, I miss New York, I miss New York, I miss, like, you know, all that stuff that's going on. But now I look back here, whenever I leave, I appreciate that shit so much, like having my own space and like just like not everyone being on top of you all the time. Yeah. Like, it's different. Like, it's definitely different. But nah, man, I'm glad you guys had a great time and got to experience something new, because, you know, that's what life's about, is just experiencing new things.
Yeah,
seeing new things, man. Like, I'm already thinking about like another trip I want to take, and like, you know, definitely going to try, probably, like, you know, be like somewhere over in Europe or something like that. Cause like, I just got, you know, the soft spot we got.
Yeah, yeah.
Study abroad, like, I just got.
You got initiated that way.
Yeah. I got a soft spot for a couple of countries. But yeah, nah, I'm glad you guys, you know, got to get over there and enjoy that, because that's what life's about.
Yeah, man, right back at you. Glad you enjoy your vacation as well.
Yeah. I was reminded quickly though that I was on vacation when I got back.
Oh yeah.
Fam, the emails. I was like, yo.
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, but such is life. You know, I'm kind of like trying to be better about not accepting things, but like understanding things. It's like, all right, cool. Like, this is what you signed up for. So it's like accepting circumstances, right? It's like, all right, well, if you actually don't want to do this anymore, then figure out what you want to do and stop complaining about it. And that's what I'm on now. Yeah. So like, I try not to like complain when I'm working too hard anymore, and just like, either I'm gonna engulf myself in it, like be the best player I can be, or like, then like, you know, if not, then like, don't do it. Because if you think about it that way, then you're gonna constantly complain about it and you're gonna hate yourself.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now I'm gonna fuck it. Like, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I agree. Like, today's a literal like end of the month in financial terms and the end of the quarter. So I'm just bombarded with different emails and Slacks, and it's just like, like you said, it's what you sign up for. You got to learn to be comfortable with this uncomfortableness and just forge on, you know. I had that same like thought today. So, you know, so I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's a holiday weekend. I mean, it's like, hang in there.
That's that, fam. That's how I'm like looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be like really, really busy for a little while. But like, you know, around 4:30 when everyone logs off, mm-hmm. I've never looked forward to something more in my life until then. I'm like, yo, I can't wait. Like, I just need these emails to slow down a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. and yeah, man, but that's really it. What a lot has happened since we did the last podcast.
Yeah, last one we gave our finals picks. That's how long.
Word. And the Warriors won the fight, like won the championship. We missed that. Like, yeah. But I think, well, so one, congrats to them.
Yeah, congrats.
But we couldn't have picked a better day to record though, because this is the opening night of free agency. There's been a lot of bombshells dropping. KD requests a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, like that obviously being the largest one. It's there's so much going on in free agency. It's insane how the NBA, like, I don't know if they plan it or not, but like every summer when it's like a dead zone, like,
yeah, without they
just captivate you for like 48 to 72 hours of just like nonstop nonsense. We're just like, yo, what is going on? And why is no one happy with their current team? Like, no one. Other than like the Warriors, but no one's happy. Like,
yeah, I don't. If these reports are to be believed, I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't have foreseen Kevin Durant requesting a trade though. Like, cause it started off with Kyrie and he wanted out, and I was like, cool, I expected that, cause like it was all these reports about them not wanting to commit to him long term.
Rightfully
so. I was like, oh, of course they're 100% in the right, so. But from his perspective, he's still one of the most talented players in the league. And there will be a team, maybe not a team that he wants to go to, but there would be.
Kyrie? Who,
yeah.
Oh, no, there is a team that wants it bad.
the Lakers. Yeah, I know, but can they offer him the money that he. Well, I meant like
before he opted in.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Before he opted in, is what I'm saying. He would have hit the free agent market, right? There were teams that would have offered him the max, but it wouldn't have been a team that he probably would have wanted to play for.
Right. Yeah.
So he's still talented enough where he can demand $200 million, $200 million contract. It's just more so, do you want to play for those teams that are going to offer it to you? Because if he was available, nah, probably not Charlotte because they got LaMelo Ball.
And it might be incentive-based. Like, well, the teams he requested for that sign-in trade, no one was
None of them.
The Lakers. Sorry
for the Lakers. Yeah, well, that's Bron. And I'm thinking Bron's one of the worst GMs in history. I'm starting to like
feed into that. This one. They cash strapped. If they could get Kyrie,
to then do it's like what? They can't.
Kyrie, AD, and LeBron.
That wasn't gonna happen. Like, you want to give up Russell Westbrook and who, your 2027 first round pick and what?
Well, I'm going along as it. First, there was the rumors that he would give up the money, which he's given up money in the past. He about to give up his Nike contract with his comments. It would have been the most shocking thing. But obviously, he opted in.
If he gave up $30 million, that wouldn't have been shocking to you?
No. Look how much money he gave up last year because he didn't want to take a shot.
He gave up $18 million. But to
I guess on top of it. But
when I not on top of it, I'm saying in general because like you'd be opting out. Losing $30 million and only signed to a one-year contract with no long-term guarantees.
I would not have been shocked.
I would have been floored.
He just jeopardized his Nike contract for no reason. He openly complained for no reason about it. So
how much was his Nike contract? I don't know.
That I don't know. I'm just saying he's not shy about shunning money. But he opted in. So now my hope is like with the KD trade, they don't want him. They never wanted him in terms of Kyrie. He was just like a package deal with KD. So his value to trade has just gotten harder. So the hope is that they just trade him and just take what they can get just to get rid of him. Either that or send him home, I guess. That's another option.
What's home?
No, send him home. Like, just sit and we'll pay you. If he's that bad, I guess is another option. But he's not going to want to play. And they don't want him around.
How does that work if KD's gone? Are you going to sit Kyrie when KD's gone?
But they don't want him around. And he doesn't seem like he wants to play.
Either way, they lose the money. People will still come watch Kyrie play. They would literally have the worst ticket sales in the NBA. And they already have, like, pretty bad ticket sales.
You think he would play?
Surprisingly.
You think he's starting the season on the Nets?
Nah. If KD wants to get traded, and they have
all this is what I'm factoring in. This is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'm saying. Like, if KD's gone, why would they play?
I mean, well, if KD's gone, Kyrie's going to be gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Hope is that they pretty much they just come to the consensus that they're not going to get value and they just trade him to just get rid of him. It's the hope.
Nah, they'll get value somewhere. Like,
but I did see now Dallas.
Dallas wants him?
That's what I read, but then this is the time of this where everyone has scoops and stuff. So
how does that make sense though? Well, I guess he would just replace Brunson. The money that
he has souped up Brunson.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because Brunson.
He's not ball dominant.
Well. Yeah, Luka and Brunson play well together. And he's definitely better than Brunson.
Come on.
He'll be in Texas. They don't give a damn about no vaccine.
Nah, we passed that. We passed that.
I know, but he also.
We don't give a damn about a vaccine here anymore. We passed that.
You're right.
That was 2021 stuff. We passed that.
I know, but Texas definitely give a damn, so. He gonna be right at home. And he'll make his money back with the no state income taxes.
And he probably gonna be in contract year mode. Be on his, I don't even know. He might be on his best behavior for that new contract. I just don't see what, I saw Brian Windhorst was like, the Lakers could offer a deal. This sounded like mega ultra cap. They could have a deal for both KD and Kyrie. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is where I put my phone down. It's like, I'm not.
So you don't
younger
give up.
Me. A younger me would have got something like that. It has to be AD eight. And Russ and more.
And what?
Pick, the pick they
AD. AD, Russ, THT.
THT.
Your pick. Who else is on that team?
I don't even know.
Malik Monk went to Sacramento.
He's gone. They can't trade their newest signees yet until like December. I don't even know. I got to look at their roster. Melo's gone. Dwight's gone. I don't even. Who were their best players last year? God almighty.
You just name them. Braun.
Ain't going nowhere. Don't you touch him.
I ain't going to hold you, though. Like, the way the NBA operates, like, lately.
Look, I wouldn't just take one text.
I wouldn't be shocked if KD and Kyrie went to join LeBron. Like, I wouldn't. I mean, obviously, I'd be
shocked. I just don't believe
it. It would be nuts, though.
It would take a lot on KD's part to agree to come to force that. It would just be against his character. I agree.
What character is that?
He's always been. LeBron has always been his foil publicly. He's always been competing with him publicly. So for him to like. Now, I guess because they're old, it's not impossible. I'm just saying historically.
From the way he's
always like competed.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying they're older now.
Oh, they got none. Kendrick Nunn. Where throw a little resigned. Austin Reeves in there.
He resigned?
This is their current roster.
I thought
was he a free agency?
I thought he signed a 1-year deal last year.
Oh, Lord. He might be right. Nah, throwing Reeves then.
Who?
Austin Reeves. The undrafted white dude.
Okay.
Whatever it takes.
What did you to say? I knew who he was.
It ain't happening, though. Mm-mm. It ain't happening. And they're really going to start the season with Russ. But let me not get all over the place. Oh, you go. What are your thoughts? I'm just rambling. They've broken me.
My thoughts about the KD trade or about
them? Oh, yeah, let's circle back. If we got on the Kyrie, let's just table that. Katie wants to go to either of the number one seeds, either the Miami Heat or the Suns, is what she reported, which is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
It's like, you must be doing this on purpose. That's hilarious.
Like, he literally, I wouldn't be shocked if he was like trying to punk us or some shit like that.
No, this seems purposeful. Just to get a reaction out of people.
Also, did you see that, like, this is the same exact day that Katie and Kyrie announced they were going to sign with the Nets 3 years ago?
That's hilarious.
The same exact day.
Wow.
So I feel like he might be punking us to, like, you know, because I'm like, that's the same exact day. The Warriors just won without you. There's all these storylines about that. The two teams you express interest in are the two top seeds in both conferences. So it's like, are you just trying to like make fun of everybody and see how much, you know, we can get around? I don't understand. Like, I honestly, unless it's like some wild story that's gonna come out about the Brooklyn Nets front office.
That's what I need to hear. I want to know what that. Yeah, I know. What's going on in Brooklyn? They're frustrated with Kyrie, but like, yeah, why do they feel about KD? And what was that conversation like with Josiah? I want to read all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it was first reported, I was like following it on ESPN.
Yeah.
And then the assumption was like he was like leaving Kyrie. And I was like, I didn't immediately jump to that. Mm-hmm. And then the reports come that no, they still want to play together. I just didn't immediately. He's just been so loyal to him. It just didn't feel. I also want to know why now they no longer want to. Well, I know why Kyrie doesn't, because they don't really want him.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't want to be there in the way they want him. He wants his contract the way he went. They don't. And rightfully so, they're not agreeing to that, which I'm good for them. Yeah. But I want to know what KD is. They could still opt in and play a year together. So what's gotten so toxic? So hopefully as more comes out, it's just so.
His loyalty to Kyrie is interesting. Like,
damn, get a friend like KD.
Man. You got the big bro acting like the little bro. That shit is crazy to me.
When he's like, Kyrie's in the wrong in so many of this. He alienated James Harden. Who knows how badly he hurt his team? Like, what if he was there all year? I don't. That's crazy, too. After he requested his trade, I had to, like, do a Google. I had to take a breather from work. I did a quick Google just to see when Harden got traded. It was last January. And to see all that's transpired since last January, 2021. It's crazy.
Harden got traded in January 2020. Oh, yeah, because he came up. He came up limp.
Mid-January.
It's been the hamstring shit. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, this league been nuts over the pandemic. Really took its toll on people.
I wonder how much James Harden opting out to restructure the team. I wonder how much seeing Steph Curry get his fourth ring is like is affecting people. If any, maybe not, but I do wonder.
It's definitely affecting people.
That's what I got, because I know KD thinks he's better than, and James Harden probably think he's better than him too. And
now you got people calling Steph like top 10 all time. And
no, let's table. We could table that.
Huh?
We could table.
No, I know.
I know. I want to get your thoughts.
I'm saying that, like,
yeah.
I'm saying that's affecting people.
Moving on up past people.
People pushing him ahead of KD. And I'm saying that's affecting people. I'm sure it's affecting their decision making. People think about their legacies now.
Yeah.
I'm sure Harden probably going to sign for
30 something instead of the 50.
Yeah. Somewhere around.
Don't cry for him now, y'all.
He probably average like 36, 37 mil a year over the life of that contract.
Yeah, they got PJ, They're not. It's not going to happen.
Jesus
Christ. It's not going to happen.
So much money in this damn league.
Yes, it is. It's been over a holiday weekend to determine how much you're going to pay me.
So they're going to meet with him this weekend. Really intrigued to see what that contract looks like.
And then subsequently what they do with it. If he does what's being reported, how they fill out this roster. PJ Tucker's good. He's a good role player. Like, what else they do?
They got Daniel House. They basically just recreating the Rockets all over again.
All right, champ.
That's literally what they did. They signed Daniel House. what you want me to do? That's what they did.
Nah, no doubt.
Daryl Morey and Lucky Love who he loved. Yeah, nah, Daryl Morey gonna take care of James Harden. Well,
take care of him, he's gonna be out of the job.
obviously he gonna take care of him that way because that was the case Harden would have opted in.
Yeah. Now the reports are already trickling out. He started his off-season workout sooner and all.
Oh my god.
It's July.
Where they got to remind me. So I'm in for Prime Melo.
Yeah.
Every year.
Oh no.
Remember Skinny Melo?
Oh god, I'm like. Yeah,
make Mello it stop. Used to be thin in them pics. Got the perfect angles. He started that IG Thotty shit. He used to have like them perfect angles, bro. Get to the season, still the same chubby Melo. I was like, all right, cool. We ain't going nowhere past second round.
You think KD going to end up on the Heat or the Suns? I feel like it's going to be a different team. Especially if you're not, you can't start no team or a trade-off around DeAndre Ayton. Come on.
No, they said that if it's one or either team, then like the Nets want either Booker or Bam in return.
As they should. This is Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Deal sent around DeAndre Ayton for Kevin Durant. Come on.
No way.
That's insulting.
Ayton and your picks, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's a tough line to straddle. I don't know. They got to get a haul that they're good with, and he wants to go to a team that can still contend. That's tough.
But and hey, the Suns aren't letting go of Devin Booker. Wait, would you?
Would you?
Actually, first.
I wouldn't. I don't think it put him over the edge. If it was like Chris Paul, which obviously they wouldn't do either. Mm-hmm. Like Booker's like the best player, arguably.
How does Devin Booker? 25, 26?
Around that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Locking him up before he even hit his prime? Like, nah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But how? Yeah, you want him next to Booker? That's the threat. Not
then. It'd be Chris Paul, KD, and
DeAndre. Well, maybe DeAndre.
Well, yeah, whoever they get in exchange for Aiden. Nah. All right. So what about the Heat then? You'd have Jimmy Butler and KD. That actually.
That's not. But it's not. How many of these of the like is gonna be Hero and Robinson along with Bam or like one of? Because they don't have any picks.
And they're gonna just all Bam, three, right.
Then it's back to the great duo, but then you face like what the Sixers just came from, where they trade all their depth away.
And they both getting old.
Yeah. We seen Jimmy.
Jimmy older than he is.
Oh yeah.
Them knees.
He played hard. Yeah.
That game five in the bubble, still feeling that.
I mean, add them clunkers in the Eastern Conference.
No, I'm saying game five when he like balled out.
And then he went to the
press conference after and he was like that old man Diddy Bop.
Yeah.
It's been there ever since. Them knees.
Man, I don't know where you end up. I don't know. I think ESPN, some of the teams they float them like that.
I saw a report from Brian Windhorst, where he was saying half of the teams in the NBA have already reached out to the Nets.
Yeah, but like how many like real know? Offers?
Yeah, like what do you want that to give?
A third? Less than that? Like how many real offers out of that that you even consider?
He's also 34 years old, like, and towards Achilles. How many years of prime KD do you think we have?
I need to look up his age. I'm gonna say
he's 34 years old.
Two. At least two.
That's what I'm thinking 2-3
but
max.
With declining
on top of the fact that on top of the fact that now, he just got bodied.
Not declining years, sorry, declining games. Declining availability. The games play going lower and lower.
Yeah. And also on top of the fact that he just got demolished in the first round. Tatum made him look small and made him look old. Like he couldn't carry a team no more.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't trade him for Jaylen Brown either.
I'll let
they did to him. Jaylen, pack your bags.
Oh, Jaylen Brown got to go, fam. Tatum?
Oh, my potato.
I don't like Tatum's game, but I still wouldn't try. I'm not stupid. You would trade KD for
it's
Jason Tatum?
It's not completely off the table for me. I haven't watched more Celtics games in these playoffs than I would like.
Bro, he's 24 years old. That's enough to be said.
I'm watching Jaylen in the biggest stage. That may sound like Skip Bayless here, but I mean in these biggest games.
You think Jaylen Brown's better than Jason Tatum?
I just seen him play bigger when it really, really, really matters.
That's a fair point. But in terms of talent?
He's not always. No, all around he's not.
Okay.
But
Jaylen Brown does play
to his best potential.
Jaylen Brown definitely steps his game up when it counts the most.
I'm saying I have a conversation. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Then again, it's like the surrounding pieces. Mm-hmm. You're gonna take half the team, then no, I'm good. We're already selling out here. We cool.
Bro.
We just made it to the finals, so we'll just
you're gonna need a major haul for KD.
I mean, that's why the Lakers thing ain't that bad.
What do they have?
Anthony Davis.
He's not even top 10 no more.
Top 10 and not mentioned at all. He's top 15. Nah, he's top 12. We did the superstar thing. He was like 11.
Let's do it again. I don't believe it.
It was Bron, Steph, Giannis, KD, Embiid, Joker, Luka. Seven.
Dame,
Kawhi. Who was that 10th? And Tatum was a 10th. And then next thing we was like, they're 10 superstars. Then we said AD. We said no, because one day he is, one day he's not.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, all right, that could be a different comment. Like, is Ja better than AD right now?
I mean, nah, I give him that.
That's what I'm saying. Is James Harden better than AD?
They both in the same slot. I ain't gonna hold you.
Then you say, then you're gonna talk about he's the 11th or 12th best player in the league then.
You think about these teams. Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
If you done recording, you could have just said so. All right, man.
Wait, let me think. Like, oh, is Trae Young better than him?
All right, man. Stay cool, yo.
What about I'm going through the teams. Hold on, I gotta go through the teams.
I'm looking at him. No.
I'm not talking about
Jimmy Butler better than AD right now.
Than AD from last season?
Correct.
Yes.
Wait, say that again?
From last season, which one? Yeah. Just last season? Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think he's better than him going forward? No.
Yeah.
No.
Again, so now most you're saying he's the 11th or 13th best player now. 11th, 12th, or 13th best player in the league.
Okay.
Devin Booker. Is he better than AD?
See, it's hard because he's more consistent than AD. AD is never playing, but no, he's not.
Donovan Mitchell.
Come on, you know how I feel about him.
Paul George.
That's your boy. Spider, what you call him.
But he definitely top 15. Might be top 12.
All right, fine. Fair enough. Made your point. I think Bobby Portis might be better than him, though. Oh, man. Yo, you see my text today? Bobby Portis is 26 years old or some shit like that.
Wow.
He looked like he's 34, 35.
Yeah, I need to read up on his life. That's all I'm going to say. I need to read up on what he's been through to get to the league.
Because the Bucks signed to a 3-year deal. I'm like, yo, wow. He going to be 37 when he done. I looked at his numbers. I was like, are you 26, 27 years old?
Well, good for him.
Because he has an old man game.
Yeah.
Like, very based on intimidation and, like, you know, but he can shoot. And even, like, the way he shoots is, like, very, like, some old men out of park. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was only 27. Man, younger than me.
Yeah, I saw him linked to the Warriors. I would have liked that for him, but for them. I'm glad he signed with the Bucks.
Yeah, me too.
They're the ones. They're the ones still. As it stands, they're the ones. They're the ones.
They forgot who Giannis was. I don't like that.
Giannis took him 7. Middleton. Yeah.
And he wasn't even in.
That's it. That's it. A Bucks-Warriors finals.
Big Jan would have been running through them little boys, them light-skinned boys up in the Bay.
Yeah, I did. I wouldn't have picked anyone over the Bucks, but a healthy Bucks. But hey, it is what it is. Oh, I mean, yeah, we'll see what this KD.
Very random. Goes.
Oh, go ahead.
Is Kevin Durant actively better than LeBron James?
Oh, this is good. No, he's not. This is what I hate, this media bias. They put up like almost equivalent things, stats. Mm-hmm. I mean, played the same. You know what? I'm going to say, I do not think so. But I think it's a conversation more than people. Say it's they just like say he's automatically better, which that 37-year-old whatnot stats are equivalent to this 34-year-old. Mm-hmm. And the availability, it's like almost the same. And the way they just disregard LeBron, I just don't understand.
Like All right. So going into next season, in terms of ranking forwards.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Obviously, Giannis is one.
It's second.
No, so fam, Giannis is one.
Big Bron is
second. Okay. I would say I love Bron much the next man. I ain't going to deny that. Look, I ain't going to deny that man from
Let Greece, me say it again. There's no one on basketball is better than Giannis. He is the best player walking this planet.
Okay, good.
I'm going to just say that. Night in and night out.
All right.
But hey, go ahead.
All right, that's it. So then who's two? Bron?
Sorry, say that again.
So Bron is number two?
For me, yes.
Okay, good.
For me, yes. What about you?
I said I got it. Giannis, in terms of just forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bron. Sorry, Giannis, Bron, KD. Actually.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
I don't like the way they would talk about our boy, so I got another question.
If Tatum didn't come up so small in the finals, I ain't gonna lie, I probably would have put him before KD just because of how he handled him that series.
I thought he was gonna utter Bron name.
Nah, hell nah.
Yeah, I felt a headache clearing up. All right.
He started grabbing his
temple. Yeah, I was like, come on.
Nah. But the only reason why I can't put Tatum in front of KD is just because of he came up small in the finals. But the way he bodied KD, like offensively and defensively, in that series, I was like, oh, damn, Tatum might have took his spot. But
yeah,
you gotta be more consistent, though. You gotta, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if he did all that. And then he coming off like the 46-point game against the Bucks to like avoid elimination. And he went in the finals and at the least played good, at the most won. Yeah, I couldn't have put KD above him. I couldn't. But yeah, as it stands,
he was blocking his shot like consistently. What if that's like the new Kevin Durant now?
Man, he got a long ways to go to get there.
Like, what if this?
Part time Durant, then.
No, but like, what if this is us seeing him decline now?
Oh.
Like, where he can't do it anymore. Because remember, we kept waiting for him to do it that entire series, and he didn't do it.
That'd be shocking.
And even in the last game when he like did it, he wasn't efficient. He looked gassed.
It'd be shocking to come off a great regular season and then your decline starts in the playoffs and it actually like is the start of your decline.
We've seen it happen fast before.
Like it starts in the postseason though and then it just never comes back.
It happened whenever. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That'd be shocking to me. I don't think it is. I think he's going to come back field. I guess help so he's not
okay.
Well, dependent.
Fair enough. So you say you got a question for me.
How many players are better than LeBron James right now?
Right now? Yeah. Ooh, yep. Shit. Whoa.
LeBron Raymond James, yep. First of his name.
Actively? Jesus. So active players?
Ain't no agent was better than him.
Well,
Kawhi and Dame better than him?
Nah.
Chill. I just want to check.
Giannis is better than him.
Easy.
I'm on the fence about one player.
I know who he is. He light skinned?
Nah, fuck no.
Oh, okay.
He tall and he from...
Oh, I give you that.
Yeah.
I'm
on the fence about him.
That's really it.
I ain't giving Wardell.
I don't think so either. I'm not even being biased. I just don't think he's better than LeBron yet. He's good. He's great. I just don't think he's better than LeBron.
I would never give it to Wardell over Bron. Like, I can't have even thought that about me.
All right, my bad.
But is he light skinned?
Brian Miles want to know. Bron.
Oh, man.
Bron gave us 38-6. Nah.
Fam, he finished second or third in scoring, right?
Second. I think I've been
37 years old. Year 19.
I'm not.
Well, this is year 20 coming up, right?
Yep.
About to break Kareem's record.
Still, all we got to look forward to. Let's see how these free agency moves play out. But
Jesus Christ. If he breaks the Kareem's record and they finish, I don't want him to go out like Kobe.
playing. Yeah, the little wave at the end.
Yeah, I think it's won 18 games that season. It's just like,
I keep checking. I need a break in. Let me get a bomb or something.
Who's going there? Like, wait.
Nah, ain't no realistic hope.
Oh, yeah, nah. They got Lonnie Walker.
And, like, Trey Brown. Ain't no realistic hopes. And the dude from the Warriors.
Who? That's who he is?
Who?
Who's Trey Brown Jr.?
I don't know. I want to say he's that sharpshooter that they signed with him to play, but I got to look. They got JTA from the Warriors.
Oh, they did? Toscano?
Yeah.
All right. He's I mean, he ain't getting no burn on the Warriors, so like, how good is he? But
we'll see. He definitely getting burned here. I mean, especially when the injuries start piling up, he gonna get all the run he wants.
I just had the oldest team in the league last year. Talk about
Damian Jones. We got experience.
They got who?
Damian Jones.
Who's that?
I'm Googling as we speak. Bro, you should have just forced your way to the Warriors or something.
Yo.
You kept bigging them up. You should have just forced your way.
He was bigging them up so hard. I was like, bro, I'm going to try to leave.
It's sad, yeah. I don't know. He was on the Kings last year.
That name don't even sound remotely familiar. Only
it's the current roster.
Guy?
Oh, go ahead.
Nah, his name, it's not Damian Jones. The dude that used to play for the Cavs back when Bron used to play might have been Damian Jones.
Damian.
He was like a coach. He was a coach, right?
I thought he was the one that used to play with Melo on the Nuggets. Who am I thinking about then?
Damn, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, you think my Anthony Carter?
No. He got into a fight with someone.
Dante Jones?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Damn. This their roster right now.
I'm listening.
Bron, AD, Westbrook, THT, Lonnie Walker, Kendrick Nunn, Austin Reeves, Stanley Johnson, Damian Jones, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Troy Brown Jr., and then the other two, I don't know.
At best, Tim C playing.
Man. That's what it is, man. There you go.
That's what it's come to. These dudes suck.
It's like, yeah, like when the season, even before the season ended, I was like, I just resigned myself to like, all right, they're just, Bron, you're just over here now. You're outside the title picture. You chase Kareem. You're on like a separate side mission.
But yeah, man, these two suck.
Yeah, I was like, I resigned myself to like, Bron, you're just on your own side mission, chasing Kareem.
But he's going to be 38 outside. Years old.
You're outside the title picture, as it stands.
Yeah. I mean, unless he goes somewhere else, I think he's just more focused on chasing Kareem and playing with his son.
Stop it at 4, I guess. One more step, ring. They're already saying that he's better than him.
they know better.
Yeah, that's comical.
They know better.
That don't even bother me. Y'all, whatever you need to sleep at night. That is they not...
Say that.
It's never
to say that just to say it, like honestly.
Yeah.
Like pure talent, skill, all the above. You know
accolades, head to head.
No better.
It's like every Come
on. You know better.
Yeah, it's not a conversation. It's not a discussion. Is he the second best point guard of all time now?
Who's considered second before?
I think it was Oscar or Isaiah.
Nah,
those are the names I used to. That's why I was like, oh, he's been that.
Yeah, he been. I was like, oh, Shaman, I didn't know that. He's been there since 2016 then. Nah, Steph did that. Wow.
What about all-time guards then?
All-time? Third? Jordan, obviously. Kobe. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad. Fourth. Magic. I'm bugging. I just literally said it. My bad, Magic.
Magic. Let's go. I'm about to say something that's real personal bias. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, just drop it and move on.
It might be just real personal bias. I don't think Iverson ever had the help that Steph got. Ever. Like, think about...
Well, now take about, the think out. No, he definitely
think
did.
About... Still, all right, look. Think about 2001 when Iverson carried that team to the finals. Second best player was Eric Snow.
It just depends on your criteria.
When Clay and Draymond were out, what happened to Wardell? He broke his hand and never came back.
I hear you, but I mean, it depends how you weigh it. Like, he's ranked like higher than KD now, which I support, but I've never thought he was a better player than KD, but at a certain, a certain point, they're not that far from each other, first of all. And then when you weigh in the accolades, they got to matter eventually. And these accolades, I think when you add it all in. So it depends how you weigh, is what I'm saying.
But then you got to take it into context, right? If you're put in a better position to succeed, then how much is that weighing to coming to, the thought process?
I can't argue that. I had to do examination.
I don't know, but I'm saying if you played with Clay, probably the second best shooter of all time. You play with Draymond, whose only job is to enforce shit, set screens, be a great passer. That's it. And literally be like the soul, heart and soul of that team. All you have to do is run off screens and shoot threes and then shimmy whenever you make them. Obviously, there's more than that, but I'm just saying.
And he causes his teammates to be as successful as they are.
I know, but I'm saying. I'm not mad at it either. I'm just saying, but if you are not in that position, then those accolades could be more glorified than what they are. Because think about it. This is his first finals MVP. When he played with KD, KD won both of them things. So, what is that? I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there.
Look, I'm kind of with you. Because when I examine his rings, it's hard to do the hindsight thing. But when you face in back-to-back finals with almost the same team, I'm referring to 15 and 16. And 15, you won because the second and third best player on the opposite team were out. Mm-hmm. And then you come back in 16 and lose. I now have to assume that you would have lost in 15 if the Cavs were fully healthy. Mm-hmm. And then I don't see if they meet in the finals, what they met from 2015 to 18. Mm-hmm. They definitely win in 18 after Kyrie leaves, I think. But that 17 Cavs team that came back without KD, at the least two, maybe they split, but I could really see the Cavs like a 3-1. So I'm with you.
That was Braun at his peak powers.
I'm with you. I hear you. But it's everything. It's the rings, the final, but also the regular season MVPs. They matter too. The All NBAs.
I know, but two of those four rings, you took a back seat.
Well, what will his stats have to be? Because he was the second best player, he took a back seat? Or are you saying he had bad stats? I need to know what you're saying.
KD was clearly the best player on that team, and KD definitely led that team to those championships.
I know, but backseat, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
If he averaged 25, does he not get his just due, even though he was just outplayed by somebody that was better than him? I just want to know.
No. My point is that we can't be throwing him up in these like crazy standings when two of your rings you weren't the best player for. And then even the ring before KD got there, he didn't play great in that finals. That's why they gave it to Iggy. It really should have gone to Braun, but he lost in 2015. But you literally played
that. It should have went to Braun, but no, it should have went to Steph second.
He averaged 23 points in the finals. He wasn't shooting great.
26.
Oh, all right, but all his numbers dropped from the regular season.
26, 5, and 6.
All of his numbers dropped from the regular season. All of his good stats dropped. All of his
The first MVP year? The second one I can MVP see. Year. That was the first year he won MVP. This is in the 73-1. Yeah.
You think that should have went to Steph?
The finals?
Yeah.
If you're not giving it to the losing team? No, it should have went to Braun, but they never do that. If you go into the winning team? Yeah. They gave it to Andre Iguodala for holding Braun to 37 and...
Yes, the most impactful player on terrible shooting splits. The most impactful player in that series would change the game was not Steph Curry. It was Andre Iguodala. Steph Curry. Nothing Steph Curry did the rest of those games changed the outcome of them. It was the fact that Andre Iguodala slowed down Braun. That's it. Because Braun was on their head. His second best play was Dellavedova, and he was that's it. That's all he did. Dellavedova was cooking. Yo, remember when Dellavedova was cooking curry?
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital.
Yo, Jill.
He did.
Yo, the Knicks gave Jalen Brunson. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let's shift gears. How you feel? Our new big three. It's down 10 lefties, million, though. They were saying 114.
It's 104. Yeah. Somebody in the
all praise like, we bugging.
Mine was like, yo, we bugging. Like, let's drop it 10 million. Whoa.
Our you big can't tell me tampering don't exist. Still not even looking into this. He called off all his meet. First, they had the contract details out. He called off every meet in the ad with rival teams before free agency started. It's hilarious. How is that humanly possible? He just knew. At the best, he's going to turn into like a 20-point scorer up from 16 with more usage. I don't know. He was good. He had some good games in the playoffs, but I don't really see how this changes our world. RJ, you got to come back with that leap.
What? The issue?
The issue or issues?
The main issue.
God can't help us. It's over.
You already got no dead ass. You already got two players who can only go left. And Julius Randle and RJ Barrett. And you say we're going to fucking sign another player who's a left hand. And granted, he can go right, but he's naturally left-handed. Our big three is all left-handed. I don't know if this ever happened in NBA history. Like, two-three zone just shifted right because they just can't go left.
Yeah, I just seen this movie. We're gonna start off hot, and then it's gonna go downhill.
Imagine, because you know how delusional Knicks fans are. Brunson might go off for like a 40-point game. He met the free throw line.
MVP. And we're going to be chanting. You know it. You already know.
Mad it's delusional.
It's coming.
How old is I'm not he? Watching. 27, I believe.
So he in his prime for 4 years.
He in his
prime. No, he's 25. He's not even in his prime yet. He's going to be 26 at the start of the season.
Just say he in his prime.
16-4. He in his prime. Get hype. City now. Let's get it, Jalen. You up next, Jalen.
An NBA top 100 rank, where do you think he falls? Like, top 50?
Yeah, I think he gets in the 40s. 30 to 40 range.
We didn't learn our lesson when Julius Randle was in the 30-40 range, and we're like, oh.
Clearly not. We fell for his contract year. Always wary of those, but he did it. Maybe he comes back rejuvenated.
Bro, the Knicks went crazy. They hired Brunson's dad. Showed up to the Mavs playoff games.
They went above and beyond, and Silva will not investigate anything. Void this. Ooh, this is a nice tweet. Just a random side. LeBron went to a 33-win Cavs team and a 35-win Lakers team. Won rings while honoring his contract. Durant went to a 1 seed, is again pushing for a 1 seed after signing an extension. Don't want to hear these two compared again, as you were saying. It's lighting the mood a little bit.
Go. You already know how I feel about him.
I don't know. I'm just going to wait this guy to come down the court. I mean, he's going to have the ball in his hands. I don't know. It just won't matter even with the stats. Maybe get past maybe a little higher than playing. I don't see that. We don't have around the 7 and 10 range.
More like the 9 and 10 range.
Let me look at these standings again. Yeah,
bro, Pelicans right. Going to come back, be stronger. Zion's supposed to come back this year. Like
in the East. I don't care what they do.
Who are you talking about?
The Knicks.
I think about the Lakers. Sorry. I think about the Lakers.
Heat, Celtics, Bucks. They back in. Sixers, that's 4. They back in easy. All right, Nets are going. Hawks.
They got DeJounte Murray. They're better than us.
They're better than us. The Raptors? They're better than
they're better than us again.
Bulls, assuming LaVine comes back?
They better than us.
Oh, those were the 6. Those weren't even the 6. I just said 7 teams out of the year. The Nets, depending on the haul, they might remain competitive. The Cavs, the Hornets. Oh, yeah.
Is Cavs only game? Getting better. Hornets only going to get better, depending on what happens with Miles Bridges. But, like.
Yeah, our status going to update. Our status update is going to be games back from the play-in.
Bro, I'm not even watching them, honestly.
You out?
Nah, not yet. You know me, delusional as fuck.
Let me see the rest of the moves they make.
If they make the playoffs, though, I'm not even joking. I'm going to lose my mind. Approach. Like, they making the playoffs? Yes or no? Say it now.
Does the playing count?
That's where you see what other moves they make first, because they still got some time.
I'm at. Yeah, we're almost four hours in. Yeah, it just started.
Yeah.
KD ain't get traded yet. You know these teams are on hold, especially the.
Yo, what if KD and Kyrie just come across the water? That like, would be nuts.
Take this. Do whatever you need to do. Take
and us, everything negative I ever said about Kyrie, I would take it back.
Sign him immediately. No provisions. Whatever he wants. Lock him in.
5 years.
He's our headache now.
I had that motherfucker walk around the garden. What was he lighting before?
With the same. Yeah. Get them spirits out. Yeah.
Boys, he said he was clearing spirits out.
Whatever you got to do, champ. A boy can dream.
Yo. If they just come across the water, I'd be like, yo, this is crazy.
Boy can dream, man. It's never
happening. That would be nuts. Hell no, it ain't happening. We ain't got nobody.
How long is it going to take? We're probably going to get out the weekend. It might be a... I think he announced that Warriors still on.
Not your mic out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. What did you say now?
No, I'm just wondering how long he's... His trade, right, it's not a decision. I wonder how long his trade is going to take.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I think it depends on how
free agency decisions.
I think it depends on how adamant he is about playing with Kyrie.
It don't sound like it. It's like more like a want but not a need. I think from the reporting, it sounds like his biggest thing is just getting to a contender. Given that he asked for the two number one seeds.
The Nets are supposed to be contenders, though.
Well, that goes back to I want to know what's been happening behind the scenes that he wants to leave when he's actively playing with. Yes, it's weird. I'd love to play with my best friend, even though I could just play with him now.
Just somewhere else, though, in a different city.
Outside of, yeah, I don't know. They're unique individuals. That's it.
Both,
yeah.
Yeah.
His patience. I need his level of patience. I do.
I mean, he says he'd be smoking a lot, so maybe he just be.
It must be. I listened to some of his comments. He did like an off-season pod. And he was like, "Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna get in anyone's decision." You know, that's that talking about Kyrie, which I respect. That's how I would approach it too. Yeah, you don't want people resenting you, but just like, how are you? The unavailability, you know. Hey. It works for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I ain't gonna hold you. No. If honestly, I think I'm gonna go on record and say this is all a hoax.
For what? For what purpose?
To sign Kyrie to a long-term deal that he wants to be signed to.
Oh, I like this.
Wow, this is just a hoax.
I like that.
This is a threat. Get Kyrie signed or I'm out.
I got you with the leverage. Don't worry.
And I think that's why they put it out like we want to still play together, but on a different team. So then it adds the element of, nah, it's not me or him. It's both of us.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like this.
These are the Vino thoughts. The wine is coursing through my veins.
Like Katie is a loyalist.
Another element of my brain's unlocked now.
No, we're gonna get you paid. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that. We'll figure it out.
Now let's light one.
That's what I think. I think it's all a hoax now.
I like that. I like that. I do like that.
I don't know how else it would make sense. You want to leave but still play on the same team?
Yeah, just so much. Yeah, now you're Kyrie pushing for the Lakers. It really don't. I know, like they said, they patched things up between him and Bron. They had that phone call, but it's like,
yeah,
Bron must really be—he must be either the ultimate leader, or this committed to leading. I mean, to winning or like to sign up for this. It's a good. I don't know. And then you don't know what's happening behind the scenes. They all know each other. Who knows the texts that are going on behind the scenes? They all know each other. Yeah, I.
Conspiracy theorist. Yeah, I don't know. That's the more we talk about it, that's what I'm leaning towards. Just a hoax. It's him pulling his leverage and trying to look out for his boy Kyrie.
Yeah. Well, Kyrie comes.
And as soon as Kyrie signed a 5-year deal, they both be happy again.
Day one. What's the biggest deal out of day one?
Largest?
There you go.
Surprising?
The one that stuck out to you the most, whatever reason. Anything like title shifting or anything happen? Well, that's KD, but anything of note in your opinion?
Let me think. Joker locked up, Booker locked up,
Beal locked up.
Bill, that one.
251 million reasons.
253.
My bad. All millions matter.
That's two.
We never discriminating. Never discriminating on the money. Yeah. Oh. Sign now, force trade later. You know how it goes.
Oh. A year or two max. He gonna still be in DC.
Yeah, he gonna just. play the hits. He's gonna be back on that bench after like 40 points. You know, he just had the sad face, just looking
very frustrated. Just
yeah, he's gonna drum up the I know what he's doing. Good for him.
How old is he though? Like 28, 29?
That sound, I was gonna say 27, but 28, 29 sound right. Is he a two or a three on a title team? Yeah, 29. He just turned 29.
Oh, you were right, 251. You were right. Am I here? Pocket counting, pocket chasing that. Nah, but he could be a two, I think so.
All right, well, we'll
never depending know. On how strong that one is.
We'll never know, buddy.
Yeah, we'll never, bro. 5 years, 251. Jesus Christ.
Well, who did you say? Where did McGee go? You said to the Nuggets?
JaVale McGee?
Yeah. I guess I got to look at what the title teams are doing.
Nah, he went to the Mavs. He went to the Mavs.
Ah, gotcha.
DeAndre Jordan went to the Nuggets.
Enough said.
Say less?
Yeah. We're good. Yeah, ain't nothing.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't really PJ Tucker and Victor Oladipo stay with the Heat.
See?
I guess still got to see what happened with Zach LaVine, though.
Hey, why is that not done yet? That's surprising. I just want drama now. I got my team. I got my core in place.
You take him in New York?
Yes. Without question. He'd be the best player on the team. Easy. He's an offensive monster.
We would barely make out the first round, but I'd be so happy.
Oh, my goodness. Sign me up.
We'd be watchable again. Didn't he also play on – didn't he play on the Tibbs in Minnesota?
I think he did when Butler was there.
Man, Tibbs be ruining people's careers. I don't know why we are stuck with Tibbs.
I forgot about that.
He's been wearing players down.
He wearing me down. That broke my spirit. I forgot he was still there. You think he make it through the season? I feel like this might be the one.
I think he makes it through the season, but next offseason, he gone.
Yeah.
He got to be gone. They're definitely not making the playoffs with this roster. Three lefties, like, and these, oh my God, your big three. Your best play is still Julius Randle.
No, it's got LaVine.
It ain't happening.
Would you have rather DeJounte Murray or Jalen Brunson?
DeJounte Murray.
Hey, I'm like, yo, if y'all want three picks, we got something. But it's the picks they got. I ain't mad at the Spurs. I think everything they got is unprotected years down the road.
Yeah.
I don't think our picks are that good. You're getting our unprotected picks. So, but yeah, I'm with you. But hey.
Yeah.
Brunson's Knicks now.
Knicks wanted him. And wanted his dad to be his assistant coach. I'm like.
Yeah. What a note to go on the holiday weekend with.
He's not even the best person on our team. I think Julius Randle's still better than him.
And if RJ come back,
yeah,
I'm with you. I fully agree. I fully agree with you. So
I don't know what they're doing. They up there playing games. They must know something we don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Maybe it's not for us to get.
You're right. Anything else?
No. And on the depressive note.
Yeah. Decent player.
I mean, they were recruiting him like he was Bron, though.
Yeah, these rumors, yeah. Months old. Yeah.
Something else better come out. They better sign somebody else to, like, I don't know. I don't know what they, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Ah, Jesus Christ. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Videos are full-length videos and clips are on YouTube channel. Full-length audio is available everywhere podcasts are streaming. We love you. Thank you for the support. And until next time, it's cooling out.
Hey, cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.